Prayer and fasting are good, but better than either is almsgiving accompanied by righteousness. A little with righteousness is better than abundance with wickedness. We heard these words in that first reading from Tobit. It's a good reflection for us, especially when we look at the gospel about the famous passage of the widow's mite. And so we need to just do some examination of our consciousness to figure out what is our intention, what is our motivation. When we do things, why do we do them? Jesus had a very severe and harsh condemnation against those scribes, those teachers of the law. And this is the third or fourth episode where he's kind of confrontationally pointing out the errors, the hypocrisy of those men who were the leaders of the community. Because as we read elsewhere in the scriptures, that God judges the heart. Men judge outward, external actions, but God judges the heart. And it's a strong temptation that we have to fight against to not become like the scribes in the gospel today, doing things for outward show. Because Jesus tells us, I think it's in Matthew's gospel, the Sermon on the Mount, that if we do it for the accolades of the people, that we've already received our compensation. Our reward has already been given to us. That there's nothing left to be rewarded for us when we get to heaven. So we really need to be careful and to be honest with ourselves as to why we do things. The episode today with the treasury, they say that there were these large metal pots in which the people tossed their donations, and that the larger the coin, the more they donated, the louder it was. So people were aware of just how much they were giving. And these few little cents that this woman gave would have made no noise, no clamor. There have been no acknowledgement of her contribution. And so perhaps today we don't have loud, making large bends in which we throw our money. But in a sense, there's always this temptation to want to be recognized for the gifts that we give. We want VIP status. We want privileged access to those who are leadership. We want the privileged place when we go to banquets and whatnot. We want our names on buildings, our names on plaques. We want to be recognized. We want to be known. And that in itself is not a bad thing. If you remember the episode when the apostles were fighting about who was going to be the greatest, Jesus didn't say stop desiring greatness. He reoriented their desires for greatness. And this is where we have to be careful, that in our desire for greatness, we don't stop short on just earthly accolades. That we guard against that. That the desire to be known is written in the depths of our heart. It's one of the deepest truths of us that we want to be known. But we want to be known by God. And it requires the humble, the little way, the dying to self that allows us to be known by God. That is what gives us the space for which we can encounter God. If we stop short on human accolades, on compensation and rewards on the natural level, we don't allow God the permission or the space to truly come into our life. On this Saturday, we commemorate the memory of our Blessed Mother, the model of faith, the model of humility, the model of the little way. Let us pray for her, that she intercedes for us, that we can die to our desires for prestige and prominence, that we can surrender this earthly desire to be known, that we will humbly submit ourselves without recognition, without loud gonging, clamoring, but in the silence of the encounter of the Blessed Sacrament, and allow Him who is everything to truly have access to our hearts so that we can be known by Him who is our everything. Amen.